Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, he's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another week, ladies and gentlemen, and we have launched. It is the ninth day of February 2009. And coming up in 1 hour, Pastor Lindsey Williams, he made the prediction when oil was $147 a barrel. It actually went up to $149, but he made the prediction when it was $147 that it would drop to below $50 a barrel and would stay there for several years. Well, we're now about 6 months into it dropping, so in 6 months his prediction will be 100% accurate. A lot of experts we're talking to, though, are saying that once the hyperinflation really spirals out of control, that within a year, prices will then explode. But the world depression in the real economy is contributing to it only going down even more. But he's on record saying that this was engineered by design to implode the economy, and that dovetails with exactly what our Bilderberg Group sources, two separate sources inside Bilderberg, reported to us 3 years ago. And that was they were planning to pop the subprime mortgage and bring in a worldwide depression for consolidation, but that first they were going to run gas prices up to $150 a barrel. They were $65 at the time. That was just a ridiculous prediction by Daniel Estulin, but it wasn't a prediction. It wasn't ridiculous. It was directly from two Bilderberg members that he had as sources, and that they would then run the stock market back up to 1999 levels. It did that, and that they would then implode it. Exactly what he said they said, because they run the world, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we go and surveil their criminal activities to bring you this information. Now, what you do with it is your decision. Then we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us to talk about the abomination and get into all of his betrayals now that he's gotten into office and the fact that the Republicans and neocons are hailing him for much of his New World Order activity. And then we have Representative Matt Shea of Washington State. That dovetails with the story last Friday by Curt Nemo, increasing number of states declaring sovereignty. Washington, New Hampshire, Arizona, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, California, Georgia, and now others are on the verge of it. This thing tends to snowball. We are going to have a state rep on every day this week for 30 minutes as part of a series on the states declaring sovereignty and what's in these bills. Like, we will order our state police and the counties and cities that are under state jurisdiction. The counties and cities are chartered under state law. They're under the state house control. We will order the sheriffs under state law to resist gun confiscation. We will resist people being sent to FEMA camps. We will resist foreign troops. And then they're sourcing the documents and the news articles and the bills. So America is waking up to the fact that the New World Order is an offshore crime syndicate of banks coming in and hijacking the United States. That's what's happening. It's very, very exciting. So throughout the week, we're going to be covering that. But first off today, Representative Matt Shea of Washington will be joining us. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for that interview. In the meantime, Bloomberg has the headline, U.S. taxpayers risk $9.7 trillion on bailouts as Senate votes. Also, Geithner says G7 should act promptly on economy in secret meeting with world's central bank chairs. That's out of AFP, French news agency. WTO chief joins others in warning of crash-induced unrest. Money week, protectionism, unemployment, and riots as the global slump deepens. South Carolina governor says we're moving close to a savior-based economy. 16 illegal aliens sue Arizona border rancher because they trespassed. And a San Antonio Express News admits police are robbing people on the road.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I got home last night at about 1:15. And as I often do, I sat on my front porch drinking a glass of ice water for about 30 minutes, quietly reflecting in the deep night on the world and all the different pieces of the puzzle geopolitically, domestically, that we see unfolding. And I can say with total certainty, this is it. This is the big move for world government by the private offshore banking cartel. That's all world government is a group of private banks that were able to take over the Western nations and have those nations accept their fiat currency and pay them interest on made-up money. With that, they bought up almost all the wealth of the world. Now they want to bring in eugenics and feudalism and tyranny to extract the rest of it and basically dumb down and engineer the population so that revolts against their worldwide dictatorship would be as futile as sheep rebelling against the practice of eating mutton, in the words of one of their social engineers, Bertrand Russell. Mutton is sheep, ladies and gentlemen. That a revolt by the general population would be as futile and ridiculous and impossible as the practice of sheep revolting against the practice of eating sheep. And that's what they think of us. That's how they talk about us. It's very frustrating and makes me angry. You know, even if the general public's dumbed down and doesn't care about their neighbor or themselves and doesn't want to be free, I do. My family wants to be free. My children need to be free. They deserve to be able to control their own destiny to some extent. And I know there are billions of people out of the 6.5 billion who are good and who do hate tyranny and who do love justice and liberty. And that's all we're doing here. And then it really hit me last night. It hits me all the time, but it hit me so strong how traitorous the FBI and CIA and others are. Here are their training manuals. Here are their doctrinal dissertations. Here are the congressional hearings over the decades. Here are the bulletins and publications they put out saying those that talk about a new world order or a world banking system are terrorists and it doesn't exist and it's a mental illness, and report people that talk about it. And then simultaneously it's all over the newspaper announcing world government to be run by the banks. And these FBI agents, they have no future. Their children have no future in this. I mean, they're going to have a future as thugs ruling over us, but what type of future is that? It's going to hurt their standard of living in the final equation. And look, I know most of the FBI is compartmentalized and isn't out involved in bad things. I know most of the CIA is compartmentalized in defense intelligence and the rest of it, but it doesn't matter. The directors and the main direction and the subdirectorates and the things it's doing are there to selectively enforce laws, to ship in narcotics, to make sure the elite can launder all their money, and to squeeze the population. You know, in people that study tax law and finance and the way elites operate, it is a widely understood fact that wealthy people don't even pay tax. And they brag about it. And now, I knew this years ago, but I just did Google searches for their quotes, and they brag about it. Every once in a while, they'll bust some big tycoon, and there's all these famous quotes of taxes. Taxes is for the regular people. And I see the headlines every day. I was watching the British House of Commons. We took a 30-minute break, and we're eating some Chinese food at about 10 o'clock last night, and the House of Commons was on C-SPAN. And several of the questions to the Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, were constituents bringing up the fact and listing members of Parliament bringing up the fact that their constituents were noticing that all the major big corporations and banks in England don't even pay tax. And Gordon Brown just basically said, well, that's the way it is. No, we pay income tax, the British pay income tax, directly to the banks. You fill your check out to the private banking cartel. And I know you know that, but the general public doesn't know that. You think they're mad now, knowing that trillions of dollars has gone down a rat hole and the bankers won't say where it's gone? You think the public's upset now? Imagine if they knew that we pay our taxes to them and then we pay interest on the money that we give them. Or what would the public do if they understood international finance and knew that when you hear about banker bailouts, you hear about trillions going to banks and they won't say where the money went, but they give you the basic announcement that, well, we gave it to banks to sure it up, but we won't give you any details. All that did was put the money into the banks, and then government comes in with a $1 trillion stimulus package and borrows our money back from them. So interest was created when the money was issued, and then we're going to pay interest on top of that again. And I couldn't believe it. I almost ran off the road last night. I was driving back from the KLBJ syndicated show that I do out of KLBJ studios, driving back to the office to work on the Obama film. And I'm cruising along, and I hear the Republican strategist on Beyond the Beltway just admit all this. Admit that it's offshore banks robbing us. Admit that we loan the banks the money with our tax money, give it to them, and then the government then goes and borrows it back from them, and that's what the stimulus is really about. And it was true. It was absolutely true, and here it was on Beyond the Beltway, so which is a large syndicated Sunday night show out of Chicago. So that's a big deal when that show that normally has no information of any value, because I listen to it every Sunday when I'm driving back home or to the office for 30 minutes, A lot of times I'd go do an errand or pick dinner up for the family. So I usually hear most of the show. And no value. But I actually heard value on there because there's a lot of people in the system who are figuring out this, it really is predatory, and these offshore banks really are going to destroy our country basically for good. We're going to be a third world nation like Argentina or Brazil or Mexico after this. Why do you think Mexico's impoverished? Mexico has triple, depending on what statistics you look at, in some cases more, oil, gold, nickel, silver, copper, timber. It has volcanic soil. It has three growing seasons, not two like the South or one like the North here in the U.S. I mean, it is a Garden of Eden. But they have a private banking cartel. It's tied in with the big central banks in the U.S. and England and Europe. And every decade or so, they just devalue the currency. The bankers go out while the money still has value and buy up real assets. Then they announce it's worthless, implode the economy, and use the real assets they piled up to buy up what's left of it. They don't let the general public own land. People who've been ancestrally on land for hundreds, if not thousands, of years are kicked off. Down in Mexico, I was reading an article about it a few years ago. They just announced in hundreds of fishing villages that, oh, you know what, the fisheries department of the federal government of Mexico has said no more fishing. And they're out in these little bitty rickety boats. Sometimes they go out 10, 20, 30 miles in these tiny boats. They catch fish. They bring them in. They try to feed their family. And then in big fishing cartels, big multinational conglomerates, the Japanese and others, they just come in and pay off the Mexican government. The Mexican government just says, you know what? You can't fish anymore. So I've been down to Yucatan. I've been all over Mexico, the Pacific side, the West side. And you'd go down there 15, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, you would see little fishing boats everywhere. Well, guess what? I took a week off of my family. I went down to Yucatan for a week. And you didn't see one fishing boat. And I'd read they were shutting down all the fishing boats. So I started talking to locals, and they said, oh, yeah, no, fishing is now banned for the locals. See, that's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they're doing with the animal ID and the premises ID and everything. So what are these poor people in Mexico going to do? They are kicked off their cornfields. They're kicked off their fishing villages. They had the machete wars 100 and something years ago in Mexico, where the indigenous people had to fight to get some rights. And now they've been disarmed, so what are they going to do? But just imagine the government says, you know what, no more fishing. And then all you see is big industrial trawlers out there with dragnets dragging the bottom. That's what sustainability means. Sustainability means giant factory ships the size of aircraft carriers can run around scooping up everything, killing everything in its path, throwing 90% of it or more overboard, dead. That's going to happen. That's what sustainability means. It means destroying the environment. Meanwhile, little bitty fishermen can't go out in their 20-foot wooden boats and catch fish and come back and sell it to locals and live. So that's how the New World Order operates. They don't care about your economy. They don't care about our paychecks. They don't care about our lives. They don't care about anything except squeezing you and controlling you and dominating you 110%. That's why they're in power, because they're selfish. They like to be selfish. They like to see you poor. They like to see you destitute. They openly brag in hundreds of CFR and Trilateral Commission and Club of Rome documents, and I've heard it all over NPR, and it's taught in the colleges. You know, austerity. It's so wonderful, you know, to be poor. All the policies against the third world are to set this up. When we come back, I'm going to get into Gardasil killing a bunch of people. It's now mainstream news. Of course, we told you 2 years ago, before it was even approved, that in trials it was killing hundreds of people just out of the thousands that had taken it. But a lot of you didn't listen, or a lot of you didn't warn people, and so folks are dying. Stay with us.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 9, 2008. Gold, 896, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $922.28, $461.14 for half, $230.57 for quarter. That's $922.28, $461.14, and $230.57.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Thank you for joining us. Lindsey Williams coming up. Dr. Corsi, Jerome Corsi, and Representative Matt Shea. Okay, so in a nutshell, 2 years ago they were doing trials of Gardasil, the cancer virus, that they've altered the genetics of, they injected into the body. It was causing massive autoimmune responses in the thousands of people they tried it on. There were hundreds and hundreds of cases in their own trials of people almost dying, having seizures, having sores form all over their bodies, people being in wheelchairs to this day, and folks dying. Quite a few died. But because they were running the trials, they basically tried to cover that up, but it did come out in medical publications. Then we read the insert of the drug, of the vaccine, and it said that it didn't even protect you from the virus, that they thought it might protect you. And then, of course, it was admitted that only a few thousand women a year die of the cervical cancer associated with the virus. But it didn't matter. There were all these giant PR TV ads saying it'll cure cancer, you won't get cancer, and women all over were thinking that you didn't get any type of cancer if you took this shot. The ads were very ambiguous. It was like, I'm one less who'll be getting it. And so it just boggled the mind to see this happening. And then people said, why has Governor Perry said it's mandatory? Well, the media lied and said that that meant that it was the law that all girls ages 11 and 12 had to take it. Some others lined up by the tens of thousands in Texas saying, it's the law, I've got to do it. No, he just said it was on the recommended list for the state health department to then put it on the recommended list for girls to go to school. But it's recommended. There's a waiver. Why do you need a waiver for something that isn't even the law? The waiver isn't even needed. You just need to challenge it and say no. And so they have now administered it to millions of people, and the carnage is incredible. Now, I want to analyze this CBS News piece because it sounds like, ooh, it's so truthful. They tell you about a couple deaths. We know it's in the hundreds. Last time I checked, thousands of adverse reactions. And then they compare it to another vaccine that, oh, look, this one only had, you know, 2,000-something people that almost died or got sick, and Gardasil has three times as many. So it's spin within spin within spin. Now, why did they have the governor come out? Because when a governor puts it on the list of state-mandated vaccines, then the federal law kicks in for the vaccine damage fund that's several billion dollars of taxpayer money that quietly pays out all these lawsuits. So they knew they had a drug. They knew they had a vaccine that was killing people. They knew that in the trials. They knew it was going to kill people. They knew it was going to maim people. So they had a governor who they contributed to, and much of the state legislature, and a lot of other states followed suit because they bought them off, to say that this was mandatory. When it, so again, lie within lie within lie within lie within lie within lie within lie. Now listen to these poor women. Oh, I just thought it was the right thing to do for my daughter, and now she's dead. We have this posted up on Infowars.com, and you look at these poor little girls that are dead, or poor little girls that can't walk now, and they're like, how could the vaccine company do this knowing? Well, I mean, how did Bayer Pharmaceutical in the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and several other countries ship out over a million factor VIII injections, which is the clotting agent removed from in huge factory vats of, quote, donated blood. Red Cross is a business, folks. Most of it doesn't go to, quote, help people that need blood in car wrecks. They're selling the blood. And that's why they don't test for HIV or hepatitis. They still don't in a lot of cases. It's all mixed in giant vats. Then they create factor VIII. And the internal documents came out in the lawsuits, and it was even on MSNBC, and we even had Pap Antonio, the lawyer that sued and won. And there were the documents with the Bayer Pharmaceutical head saying, oh, yeah, we know this will kill everybody that takes it. Yeah, we know it's full of HIV and hepatitis. We're going to ship it. People think, those cold-hearted bastards, they did that for money. They didn't do that for money. They did that for eugenics. This is their mission. They don't just do it cold-heartedly for money. They're owned by the big banks that print the money. They do it because they want your butt dead. They've got some thing against hemophiliacs. Hitler first went after hemophiliacs and then Down syndrome and others. And they would euthanize them, take them to homes, and then the parents would get a letter. Social workers would take the children, and they get a letter a few months later saying, oh, your child died. They'd kill them in the facilities. So when we come back, I'm going to play this. See, Merck knows what the Gardasil does. This is a eugenics organization. Bayer knows. This is real. This is happening. But you're going to buy the hype. Still, you're going to inject your daughter, and she's going to die. Now they're coming for your boys.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
And as they introduce more and more, quote, vaccines that are really genetic engineering, DNA-altering systems, they are testing how to cover it up in the media, how to spin it, how to control the watchdog groups that pop up to fight it. They've been testing soft-kill weapons in Africa, Latin America, Asia, and now the soft-kill's coming here. And what is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation trying to do? Engineer mosquitoes where you, even if you don't want to take vaccines, the mosquitoes bite you and deliver it. They want to engineer it into potatoes. They want to engineer it into tomatoes, into other plants, into grain, where there's no way to get around all of this. Now, let's go ahead and play part of the CBS piece, and we're going to break it down piece by piece. Here it is.
Bobby Swank was a straight-A student and cheerleader. That's her near the center. But that was before she became very ill.
One way. Gardasil.
Following the standard dose of three Gardasil vaccinations.
We're like, we're going to go get it because we felt like almost pressured by the commercials.
Gabby got sicker after each shot. Progressing.
Good pause. Back it up a little bit. See, that's what's so sick about this hype society. They can train you to have an iPod or an iPhone or a certain type of tennis shoes or a certain Barbie doll or a certain clothes, and then that gets in your head. You've got to do everything else everybody else is doing. That's what peer pressure is about.
I'm one less. I'm one less that'll be getting cancer.
Knowing the public's dumbed down and doesn't know what's going on.
Besides, it's the law. You have to take it.
And you hear him, I felt pressured. So she took the shots that cost $900 for all three. Paying to have the biological weapon introduced into your body. Here it is. That doesn't even, back it up, that doesn't even protect you from the virus. Here we go.
She got sicker after each shot, progressing to seizures, strokes, and heart problems. It was her neurologist who suspected Gardasil was to blame.
I think that there are too many people having serious long-term side effects.
Last fall, the government concluded there's no link between Gardasil and serious adverse events like Gabby's. But a new analysis...
Let's stop right there. Yeah, the most common thing they get, most people that take it have a huge autoimmune response, and all the organs swell up, including the brain. And that's what causes a lot of the brain damage, not just the mercury in shots, because the vaccines are meant, and they have chemicals added to them to cause an autoimmune response. So you have a violent allergic response in the body to them. But notice the Food and Drug Administration, they say it's fine. They're the same ones that for decades said melamine attacked all the organs and attacked the kidneys and was very bad for babies and it's killing thousands right now in China. But it turns out that most U.S. products have it. 90%+ of baby formula, Associated Press on study, over 90% have melamine, the plastic, liquid plastic. And so what do they say? They just go, you know what? We've decided it isn't bad for you. Turns out that half your corn syrup products have high levels of mercury. They go, you know what? We've decided mercury's no longer bad for you and put out news announcements. Hey, we've got a study in the Journal of Pediatrics put out by the federal government that says mercury actually helps your brain. Well, there you go. So all these people are dying and getting sick, and all these doctors are saying it's the Gardasil. But they don't care. They just go, nope, the FDA says it's good. You understand how cold-blooded this is? The FDA grew out of the eugenics office right here in the United States. Back that up a little bit and keep playing it.
But a new analysis calls that finding into question. The National Vaccine Information Center, a private vaccine safety group, compared Gardasil adverse events to another vaccine, one also given to young people but for meningitis. Gardasil had tripled the number of ER visits, 5,000. Reports of side effects were up to 30 times higher.
We would never have gotten the shot. And she'd be here to hug.
Emily Tarcell's daughter, Chris, died 3 weeks after her third Gardasil shot, one of 29 fatalities reported in 2 years.
Stop right there. Back it up again. I want people to hear that. And I'll bet you my pinky. In fact, I'm going to get all these people set up for the show. We've had other mothers whose children have died from it or barely survived or had whole parts of their body rot off when they have the injection. And even when they go back to the hospital or back to the doctor and they've got huge rot holes and bleeding blood coming out, they can't walk, they go, it's not the injection. Take the second dose. Take the third. I bet you $1 million. When I get these people on, they're going to say, oh, no, my daughter got sick and begged, but the doctor said it was fine. Mommy, no. Mommy, no. The government says, sweetie cake. The government loves us. So does Obama. Here, let's go ahead and play the rest of it.
We would never have gotten the shot. And she'd be here to hug.
Emily Tarcell's daughter, Chris, died 3 weeks after her third Gardasil shot, one of 29 fatalities reported in 2 years.
Now we know from this report that there are more reactions and deaths associated with Gardasil than with another vaccine given in the same age group. It's irresponsible not to take action.
Merck, the FDA, and CDC question the value of the new analysis, say they continue to review the data.
Stop right there. The FDA, the guys that oversaw the federal government marching U.S. troops into chambers and nerve gassing them to death, spraying U.S. cities with bacteria, chemical biological agents, thousands of declassified dimes, the black men and syphilis studies, on and on and on, the same folks sterilizing the Native Americans on reservations. Oh. Again, the government. Let's go. They say it's fine. Oh, well, you died. Well, that's wrong. It's good for you. Death is good. Here we go.
say they continue to review the data. Gardasil remains safe and effective, and its benefits outweigh the risks. Those who believe the vaccine hurt them aren't convinced. Gabby isn't cheering anymore and is too sick to even attend school.
I struggle with guilt a lot because I made the choice to get the shot for her.
Meantime, Merck has asked the FDA to approve Gardasil for boys who can pass on the cancer-causing virus to girls, meaning the number of people getting Gardasil may double. Cheryl Akison, CBS News, Washington.
And the boys will die and get sick, and they'll just have newscast about it and do nothing. And the schools are now saying, you must take the shot or we're going to expel you. It's the law. And there is no law. How do they then arrest you? They kick you out criminally, triggering truancy laws. And I've had state attorneys on who'll giggle and say, yeah, I don't vaccinate my own kids, but don't you see those thousands lined up for the forced inoculations? Now, you can decide to wake up to this and say no, or you can decide just to go quietly into the night. But they know you're getting wise to vaccines. That's why there's all these PR ads telling you how great vaccines are. Don't listen to conspiracy theories, the medical reports. And there's all these ads about how great corn syrup is for you and how it's a conspiracy theory to say it's not wonderful. And there's all these ads telling you, you know, the tap water's safe to drink. Don't believe the evil conspiracy theorists. They're doing that because we're kicking their butt. And that's with this radio show that only reaches a few million people. The films reach tens of millions every week. Viral on the web, thanks to you spreading the word. But imagine if I had 22 million listeners like Rush Limbaugh. Instead of him making fun of dumb liberals and all the left-right paradigm and acting like Obama really runs anything. And imagine if Limbaugh got up on air and spoke out against Gardasil. People would stop using it. That many listeners spreading the word, if he told his audience to be active, to be involved. But he brags that he never calls his audience to action. Unless it was that ruse Operation Chaos he ran. That was a government operation. That's why I want to reach more people. I burn with desire to warn people. I burn with desire to bring these big eugenics companies to justice. Because I know that this is only the beginning with these people. They are going to give us nowhere to run. They have got us backed up in a corner. And I want to ask all the FBI and police and military people that think they're serving the system, that think they're part of the New World Order. Do you get a memo telling you not to shoot your daughters and sons up with Gardasil? You know, does the establishment tell you not to drink tap water full of all the chemicals and poisons? You know, does the establishment that claims it loves you so much, you know, I mean, if you're really part of this establishment, because, you know, the elites all protect themselves from this stuff. I mean, you really think it's you against us and that you're on the winning team. You're not on any winning team. You're with the people, whether you like it or know it. Whether you admit it to yourself. And the question is, are you going to do anything about it? And that little tried and true psychological rationale of, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist, that isn't going to cut it, Bubba. You think I can go on air and say that Merck knows this was killing people and still got it approved? And forced on the public, and that if I was lying, I wouldn't be sued. I think I can get up here and say that Bayer knowingly shipped out over 100 million injections of Factor VIII, knowing it was going to kill everybody that took it. I mean, I've got the cases. I've got it on record. I've got the news articles. But see, you'll just say it's not true. No, that couldn't be happening. Oh, no, it's not that bad. Yeah, it's that bad. Okay, that's who you work for. And this is such a joke. If good people in the system who just rationalize all this would wake up and say no and get involved, we could turn this around overnight. But instead, much of the public still lives in denial. And, you know, it's not just all on people in the constabulary, people in the power structure, the minions out there. It's up to the general public, all these know-it-all, arrogant yuppies who laugh and giggle at me in the past. And they'd laugh and giggle 5 years ago, and I'd tell them they were going to implode the subprime mortgage and create a global banking crisis and cut off liquidity and create a second depression. And you laughed and giggled. We were just covering their own IMF World Bank documents 6-7 years ago, actually. You could have stopped it. You could have turned it around. But it was too much fun just to watch your football games and act cool and go to the gym and go, you know, relax. And just, oh, those guys saying there's corrupt people in control that have bad agendas for humanity. Oh, that's not true. Come on, man. The government isn't staging terror attacks. Oh, really? I have all these declassified admissions of where they've done it. Oh, no, you don't. Shut up. It is very, very late in the game. And I don't pretend to have all the solutions. All I know is getting angry, getting focused, getting informed, and waking others up is the key. And then all of us picking issues to be involved with, going out, informing others, saying no to the power structure, no to the system. People are always asking me, what are solutions to the New World Order? Here's a good one. Take over our state governments through the legal system, through the electoral process, and have them say no to the New World Order. And now that's happening. And I told you then they're going to move against the states. The globalists know where the dangers are. A lot of times I know where their weak points are by looking at their defenses. NORTHCOM, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the new orders by Obama. It's all about federalizing the states, federalizing the National Guard completely. And it states that the governors will serve at the pleasure of the president under NORTHCOM during emergencies and will be dual-hatted federal officers. They just announce the governors or feds, and if the governors don't play ball, they're rendered impotent and aren't in control of the state military forces. See, we know the enemy's weak points by their defenses. Where are they defending? Where are they focused? What are they busy doing? Federalizing your local communities. I mean, there are troops in plain clothes for at least 20 years in every city and every town just walking in and saying, the Army is calling on you during national security crises to work with us. We want to give you a liaison officer. We want to place officers in your department who will liaison with us, who are dual officers. This is, we need you to sign national security letters, and here's $50,000. Well, what is this? Well, this is national security. We're just asking you to take this money. Use it for whatever you like. But is this a bribe? No, no, no. Hire a private secretary, because we know you doing these duties for us is, you know, this is just an extra paycheck, but this is so secret that you can't tell anybody about it, and it can't be on record. And if you'd like additional money, there's some things you can do. And they find out who's corrupt, who will deal narcotics with them, who will help set up the FEMA camps. And they also find out who's good, like Chief Police of San Antonio, when they were going around to the mayor and the fire chief and others with huge bags, with hundreds of thousands of dollars buying people off. He went public. And they went in and got him removed very quickly. The SWAT team commander here in Austin wouldn't go along with it. Lieutenant Beck guaranteed they had his phone surveilled. He called me up and said, how'd you know about this? You know, this is real. Come to my office. He had the Delta Force card. He said, what is going on? Who do you work for? How do you know about this? He thought I was some secret agency trying to. I said, I'm with the American people. I'm with the Constitution. I'm with the Republic. We're here to help. And, of course, then they dug up some way to, you know, kick him off the force. I mean, this guy couldn't believe that a private citizen had learned about this and had warned him. He laughed at me 6 months before, and I said, Delta Force will be here soon. But it's not just Delta Force. It's hundreds of auxiliary groups, private contractors with national security powers under InfraGuard. They have 007 license to kill powers. InfraGuard's now admitted in the news. They have license to kill. I kept saying 26,000. They now double that number to close to 60,000. InfraGuard, executives, people in key infrastructure positions, armed with orders to kill, license to kill. They're all around you. And now Obama has announced that they are openly going to have the preachers be the local gun confiscating enforcers, environmental enforcers, local spies training you to go into the camps if they see fit. Now, we had the secret FEMA documents a year and a half after we broke it. It became mainstream news. Now at whitehouse.gov, you click on the briefing room. You click on the blog. It's the third link down, the White House blog, Working with Faith. And it's all right there. They're moving. They're moving against us right now. A huge covert criminal operation. Now you say, oh, the military won't go along with that. They've been testing the military, the tens of millions that have gone through its ranks in the last 20 years, and they pulled out of it the 24% on average that is evil, and they have now built a secret army out of them.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We're going to get any new developments from Lindsey Williams on the economy coming up in the next hour. Take your phone calls for him at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers today. Let's do first-time callers today only, 800-259-9231. Give them a chance to call in. Now, The National Security Council, they have been preparing this for a long time. That's what Homeland Security had already set up, is openly taking over every major federal agency. Congress basically will have no oversight over what they're doing. We're going to go over that report as well today. I want to get into some of the economic news before Lindsey Williams joins us. That dovetails into what he'll be covering. But before I do that, I'm glad to see that folks are very excited about this film. We've got a lot of folks ordering it. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, just came out last week. And we have it discounted out of the gates at InfoWars.com. Eye of the Phoenix is the third volume in the Secret Mystery series, unfolding the hidden layers of America's beginnings. Part 3 explores more on the founding of America with a focus on the history of the dollar bill, just the occultic symbol there. What is the meaning of its symbols? How was the great seal of the United States designed? And how did it end up on America's currency, the all-seeing eye? Is the great seal truly a Masonic emblem, as it is often believed, and why do certain Freemasons deny it? Learn the answers to these questions and many others, including the mystery surrounding Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his vice president, Henry Wallace. Both men were high-level Freemasons who chose to put the great seal on the back of the dollar bill, but what was their reason for doing so? And how did the famed artist and Russian mystic Nicholas Roerich influence them? What was FDR's New Deal dollar supposed to symbolize, and what role did Masonic philosopher Manly P. Hall play in the final design for the unfinished pyramid? Mystics claim that the face of George Washington is surrounded by the Greek omega symbol, often signifying the end. But what is the end? What end was in view? The end of the world, or the end of a former age that would lead to a new? Meanwhile, Nicholas Roerich traveled the world searching for evidence of the coming Christ. But what Christ was he seeking for? Follow this incredible journey as Eye of the Phoenix pushes the envelope into what the Bible calls the end of all things. The Eye of the Phoenix, available at InfoWars.com right now or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got a lot of new books and videos, by the way, on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com, where you can call and ask what the new titles are, any of the combos or specials we offer. And as always, more than ever, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement needs to be seen. You don't have it on DVD. No library is even near complete without it. Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies. We have the new InfoWars.com ball caps, attorney response team ball caps, a lot of other ways, great ways to meet like-minded people. You just walk around in the mall wearing this, or walk around with a attorney response team shirt or ball cap, walk down the street, you'll meet like-minded people quickly. Or a lot of folks will ask, what's that mean? And it's a great way to strike up a conversation. It's all about networking, all about spreading the word. The people are more ready now to wake up than they've ever been before. Oh, and by the way, today is the last day to get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my films, the live simulcast we do for 2 hours every day during the live radio show. The radio show becomes a TV show, complete with video clips, documents, you name it. Then that's archived each day for folks. All my films, special reports, extras from films that aren't on the DVDs. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. If you get a monthly trial membership or get a yearly membership right now and get 5.3 months absolutely free, today is the last day, PrisonPlanet.tv. And all of that goes to support this operation as we go into these critical times as they try to bring in the New World Order, New Age system. We are fighting it harder than ever and fighting the deception. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.